This is the Chrysalis Color Analysis Podcast. Your hosts are Christine Skaman of 12 Blueprints
and Jorun Harness of Nordic Simplicity.
We are color analysts and we talk about how color can help you love the way you look.
We aim for publishing a new episode roughly once a month, but the best way to make sure you don't miss out on an episode is to subscribe to Chrysalis Color Analysis on your preferred podcast app.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 46, a first look at NDU colors. We have two guests today. They are Terry Wildfong and Laurel Meyer.
Hi to all our listeners here for this exciting episode. Thank you for joining us.
And isn't it fantastic that thanks to the wonders of technology, which we're constantly struggling with, we're recording this while sitting in four different time zones spread across from Norway via Canada to Nebraska and California. Terry and Laurel, welcome to the podcast. We've invited you to join us on the podcast today so that you can reveal something that you have been working on for a long time now. So I'd like to jump right into it and let you introduce yourselves and tell us all about this big news that you have.
Well, our big news is that we have created color palettes, new color palettes. I'm Terry Wildfong of Your Natural Design. A little bit about me, I became interested in color analysis in the 80s and had my colors done in 83. A few years later, I became an analyst and worked in another color system for about 10 years. In 2004, while perusing the internet, I found Catherine Kalish of PsyArt and ordered her book, Understanding Your Color. But once I read through it, I knew she had the missing piece in PCA. In 2005, I went out to Connecticut for her training. She mentioned to me that she wanted to train someone as a trainer because she was becoming so busy to keep up with the demand of training and making drapes and doing color palettes and all of that she was doing. I said, well, pick me, and she did. So I became her first trainer and was certified as a PsyArt instructor in 2006. Now, fast forward to October of 2021, when Laurel trained with me to be an analyst. The day after training, my husband and I were on our way to California for the winter. She contacted me saying that she was interested in creating a color business and knew I had a desire to make color fans. So she asked me if I would work with her to create the colors and designs. A year and a half later, here we are.
Oh, we're going to let Laurel speak in a minute, but I just want to say that I'm so impressed because this was in the middle of the COVID pandemic. And that's a pretty impressive COVID project, you guys. I mean, my COVID project was maybe I should start exercising, you know, while you were over there working on this groundbreaking development in our PsyArt color analysis community. But, you know, actually, that isn't the whole truth, come to think of it, because you and I did start this podcast during the pandemic, Christine. We did, didn't we? So we kind of had a color-related COVID project too, didn't we? Anyway, it was not on the immense scale that this project is. So back to Laurel and Terry. Laurel, it's your turn now.
Hi, I'm Laurel Meyer, and I live in a very rural Nebraska. I got my colors done in the spring of 2021, and I didn't really know what to do with the info. It was a different system, and I had trouble shopping, getting my season colors correct. I wanted more knowledge as I understood the concept of having a harmonized wardrobe. I just couldn't get it accomplished. So I enjoy figuring things out. I needed a new project. My kids are leaving the nest. I have one getting married. And my husband said it was okay to go ahead with the investment. So I went to be trained as a personal color analyst with Terry in October of 2021. I really enjoyed Terry's training. And what I really, really enjoyed was spending that first morning where we used her fans and other tools and we swatched fabrics. That just, it intrigued me. During that time, she mentioned that she would like to make fans and that the fans would be produced in the United States and could be marketed and shipped easily. This idea of making our own fans intrigued me. I could function in Photoshop, and this could be the project I needed. Plus, also, I would learn color acuity while doing this. So after 1.5 years, here we are. We have fans and posters, and we're ready to launch our online store called IndiuColors.com. All of our Indiu colors and our fans and posters are printed on high quality archival canvas. The colors have been carefully chosen by Terry with her vast 12-tone color knowledge, and I was in charge of the production design side.
We've seen some of the introductory product, and the palettes are truly beautiful. And as ambitious as the project has been in scope, the color and product variety, and you never let go of the thread of accuracy. Maybe what I love most, being me, is attention to functionality. Does this work for people? And you always stay true to Laurel's purpose of helping folks shop with confidence to make better purchases. So theory's great, but I want people to walk into those same stores, spend the same money, and make better choices that they can trust. That thing that Laurel couldn't do after her first analysis. And you've achieved a way of giving people that. So it's great.
Yes, I think our fans are just awesome. Terry artistically laid out the flow and the colors of the fans and posters. So these fans and posters have a beautiful palette to harmonize with and will be great tools to use for your shopping experiences. We have 2 sizes of fans and 3 sizes of posters to provide our customers options. And there are just so many more products that Terry and I want to add into our store. Little did we know what would become of our project and where it will go with it. And I'm sure we really don't understand now where it will all go. But Terry has a huge amount of color knowledge. She's been phenomenal to work with, and she's precisely attentive to detail. And I feel that we made a product with artistic beauty. This project was an undertaking. I had the goal. I needed a project. I went to people, to businesses looking for help in the production of it. I knew digital scrapbooking. That was my hobby. I didn't know much about software besides Photoshop. It was during COVID, and all the labor shortages, plus the continuing labor shortages, have been difficult for this project. Businesses were great that I went to, but they were really unable to help me because they had labor shortage issues too. I did get some local graphic design help, and that was extremely helpful. I spent lots of time on YouTube and researching all sorts of forums. I learned about Canvas, printers, and production. The dream and goal of wanting a US source of Canvas fans and the product was inspiring to me. Indiu Colors products are a set of tools, like Christine said, to help consumers make better shopping choices, return less, and allow these fans and pictures of those purchases to be made available for information sharing. Indiu Colors is here to empower you and your personal color analysis to take all your harmonious colors of your natural design and unite them with the colors for the best you. I would love to see all the purchases made with your Indiu fans and then post it online.
I had some ideas of what I would like to bring into the product. Working on them gave me even more insight into what I think would be beneficial for the end user, like white space around the colors. Catherine's color fans had this feature, and I'm sure it was to minimize the simultaneous contrast effects of harmonizing or matching fan colors to clothing, etc. Now, what simultaneous contrast means simply is that any 2 colors in our field of vision that touch each other, which is pretty much everything, alters each other. So we really don't see colors for what they are because they are being influenced by the colors around them. By having the white space, our eyes can evaluate the colors on the fan and the clothing separately to better determine if they harmonize. Another thing is the last strip on the color fan is the harmonizing strip. It was created to do mainly one thing, harmonize. The strip has 20 colors from the fan. You can use this strip to help discern if an item you're looking at harmonizes with your season without having to fully open the fan when you're in a hurry or you don't have enough space, or when opening the fan just isn't convenient. So it is helpful for that because there's enough on that strip to give you a good feel for that season. Also, at every consultation with a client, I am asked about jewelry and try to explain that the soft seasons need more antique or brushed jewelry, as opposed to saturated seasons needing more bright or shiny jewelry. Catherine had season-specific golds and silvers for each season on her fans, and we have incorporated that. I think it's a great addition. The neutral seasons have always had three red strips, which I'm sure were put in place to cover the warmer and cooler sides of those neutral seasons. I always felt the true seasons were shortchanged by having only two red strips. So now the true seasons have three red strips, which provide more choices and additional lipstick and blush options. Also, the posters are laid out so the strip on the fan correlates to the strip on the poster. This makes it visually easy to use both fan and poster as they align with one another. So you can look at the poster and you know where each strip is because it's exactly laid out on the poster as it is on the fan. It makes it much more easy to for a visual look and to for reference purposes as well.
So there are 13 strips with six colors each. India Colors 12-tone palette has a total, then it would be 78 colors per season. Plus we have the additional metal color or metal colors for the neutral seasons. We offer a regular fan that it measures 1.4 by 7 inches. And the regular fans have a little over 1 inch by not quite 1 inch tall color space for great viewing and swatching. We also have the regular letter size posters, and the metal colors are always included on the fans and posters. Terry talked about the harmonizing fan, and that is just to help you discern items that may be outside your seasons. And remember, more color products are coming.
Terry, you mentioned earlier that there was a missing link in color analysis that was filled when you found Catherine and the SciArt system. What were you referring to?
Yes, the missing piece or pieces. Up until SciArt, most color systems basically had four seasons, two warm and two cool. I worked in this scenario for over 10 years. I noticed that many of my clients didn't totally fit the season that I had to choose from, but I had no idea why. One of the early color companies had added more seasons, pretty much the seasonal names we have now. When reviewing what they offered, I looked at the color names in the back of their book and found the same colors in more than one season. For example, wine. It was slated for six different seasons, and it was the exact same wine color in each season. What Catherine brought to PCA was science, human vision, and tones. Now, how is that better? The wine color that was in many seasons stayed the same for all the seasons in the former company. For Catherine, let's say that the wine is a true winter color, which is cool. In order for wine to be put into dark winter, it needs to be a little bit warmed up with autumn. And to be in bright winter, it needs to be slightly warmed and brightened with spring. And for the soft seasons, that wine color would need to be slightly warmed and muted. Catherine understood that each season has its own version of wine, whether it is to be warmer or cooler, low or high saturation, all based on the hue, value, and chroma of each season's color characteristics. This is how the neutral seasons were formed, and having the neutral tones made each season unique. The introduction of the neutrals made all the difference because two-thirds of the population is neutral, meaning not fully warm, not fully cool. The palettes reflect the uniqueness of each season and the people in those seasons.
You've brought years of experience into these palettes in color theory and very much in observing how colors react to people and the clothes they wear. You have this huge skill in observing color reactions in people. so much instinct about color, how color works. As Laurel says, there's just so much knowledge in your head. We used to go to the shopping malls, you know, and we'd be sitting there with our iced coffee and we'd be talking about just how people look, and the things you pick up are amazing. For listeners who may not know, Terry, you were my trainer as a color analyst back in 2009. It was Easter and the whole family came to Grand Rapids in Michigan. It was just a few hours away. I lived in Southern Ontario. I recall my husband and three kids lined up in your front hallway. I don't know if you remember this. You walked down the row just looking at everybody. And then at the end, you said, "Interesting. We may have some true seasons here." And in fact, we had three trues. Most interesting about that was that none of them are colored in the more frequently seen ways in those true seasons. They're true winters and true summers, which opened the floodgates of learning for me that you cannot tell by looking. You cannot tell from pictures. And let yourself be surprised. Just let the drapes talk to you. And then we had two dark seasons, myself, my oldest daughter, more typically colored. Of course, I mean, I knew none of this at the time, but I could sure see what was happening in the mirror, and it really crystallized over the years. Terry, I know you love working with cosmetics, and you taught me so much about what effective makeup does besides look so beautiful. The person sees a version of themselves neither they nor anyone else has ever seen before. In these new palettes, did you bring any of your thoughts about cosmetics specifically into the choices, like neutrals in eyeshadows, for example, like the browns for winters, which we talked about a lot, or you mentioned earlier more red choices for the true seasons? Could you tell us about that and how you made those choices? I mean, I know you too well to think you're going to just pull colors out of the blue. You would have very solid reasons.
Sure. I wanted to capture the essence of each season, bringing them to life. You'll see some of the colors that you know and love for each season, along with many that are new and different, but still within the season's hue, value, and chroma parameters. As far as cosmetics go, there are a variety of neutral colors for eyeshadows, like seasonal grays and browns and beiges and off-whites, and also the accent colors in seasonal shades of navies, blues, greens, teals, and plums. They offer great choices to complement all skin tones and eye colors. Adding another red strip for the true seasons came about mainly because one of the first things clients ask when they discover their season is, "Tell me my best two or three lipstick colors." We get that almost every time. "I just want to know my lipstick color." As we know, yes. women of the same season may need different lip colors to suit them individually. So there needed to be many choices for them to identify their own wow lip colors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want to say, too, I have every kind of respect for Catherine's color palettes. And every single client and person I see proves over again how accurate her eyes were. But yes. 10 years have gone by. Fashion has gone by. How women want to look has gone by. What's available in cosmetics and cosmetic formulations has gone by. And so being able to incorporate all of that into new color palettes, expanding color choices in ways that modern men and women and everybody wants to wear, I think it's just so timely that you've both brought this product.
Well, nothing really stands still. The world is always evolving, and there are yes. always new and better versions, and new and different versions of anything good is worth building on, right?
Yes, so much.
Yeah. So, well, at this point, I have this one burning question. When will these products be available to buy? I know that that's what every listener would want to know by now, too.
Yes, April 24th. We have our website, indiucolors.com. The link is in the show notes. We will have an online shopping cart. We ship globally. It's been a huge learning curve figuring out international shipping and how best to handle this. I'm sure we'll have to look at this and figure out the comparable rates and how best to suit our domestic and international customers.
I guess our listeners have already seen the picture of the color fans on the thumbnail image for this episode. But as I understand it, you have more products to offer than the posters that you mentioned and the fans. Can you tell us more about the different products that are available now?
Yes. I'm very excited about our mini collection. This is the smaller fan. It measures 1 by 5 inches. And the mini poster is like a group of posters that you can put together. And that is a 4 by 6 recipe card. And then there's a neat little color card. It is the size of a credit card and can be carried in your wallet or, you know, your back of your phone wallets. It's easily carried with you at all times for a quick glance. My son and my husband have been carrying them around in their wallets, doing my little quality control testing. The colors have lasted well. I'm not saying they will last like a fan, as the wallets are harsh environments, but just the nature of the wallet being rubbed, they will not be a timeless item, but they will just serve that purpose for that quick, that easy, the quick glance option. We are only offering these color cards as special bundle options, and then we are allowing analysts to share them with their clients in special ways. The mini fan is perfect for holding in your hand, fanning it out with one simple movement, and just carrying it around shopping all day. This mini fan fits in my hand so easy. My teenage daughter only wants her mini fan. She has young eyes and a tiny purse. I use the regular fan to spread out on my home garments, but I love the mini fan to go shopping with to carry in my purse. So we have those letter-sized posters, the mini-sized posters, the color cards, and the two fans. And like I said, our fans and our mini posters are riveted together, and they are removable. And this was intentionally chosen so they can be taken apart.
Ooh, so I can take apart the fan and rearrange the strips in different order if I want to?
Yes, we want you to make the fans yours. Personalize it how you would like to enjoy and to your shopping needs.
So exciting. So back to those mini posters and the credit cards that your guinea pigs, I mean, your husband and son have been carrying around. They are also in the same canvas material as the fans then, or?
Yes. So all of our products are printed on the same canvas. So they're all the profiles print the same. They're on that high quality canvas, and that color card in your wallet is too. Another product that we have just developed is the Harmony Fan. And that's that palette made from all the harmony strips, all the harmonizing strips from all different, the 12 seasons.
When I'm training, I often hold up a color and ask my student to tell me if it is warm, cool, or neutral. They usually look at me funny and are unsure how to answer, because the answer is compared to what? Colors are best understood in relation to other colors. There are colors on the fans that seem the same or very similar within different seasons. Take an indigo blue color, for example. Is it bright winter or light summer? If you only have a bright winter fan and one harmonizing strip, it may seem like it matches, but you don't really have all the information you could have to know for sure. Using the harmonizing strips from all 12 seasons give you more comparisons to make and have more information for you to use so you can find out if that garment is bright winter or light summer. They are both cool neutral, so chroma is the big difference. My big mantra, anybody that trains with me knows I say this over and over, is the color can be right, but the chroma may be wrong. So by having more harmonizing strips, you will see that bright winter may be too intense for that blue, whereas light summer is more equal.
Well, Terry, that sounds really, really useful. I've been missing a product like this to offer to my clients. Like when I do color analysis, the client will bring their own clothes, sometimes bags and bags of clothes, which is really smart because the client and I spend some time after the analysis learning how to harmonize. And we use the client's own clothes together with their own color fan as teaching tools. And then during this process, I will often bring out the fans from other seasons, and I will use those to show the client what harmony and disharmony looks like. But the client only goes home with their own fan. So I often hear them talk about, or they write to me about how useful it was to see the clothing next to not only their own fan. So I think a harmony fan with one strip of color examples from each of the 12 seasons sounds great. It will fill that need and be really helpful.
Yes, these are harmony palettes. They're the 20 colors taken out of each season's palette. I looked at our poster and chose the 20 colors that would represent the season and that color group, a way to provide a quick overall palette range, and also to give the strip some visual appeal that could be carried out through all 12 seasons. Then Terry edited it a little to make each season extra eye-popping and useful as a quick harmony hack. These are intended not as outfit suggestions or to replace a seasonal fan, but are a representation of the colors from each of the 12 seasons. And it's just a quick reference point to discern between the seasons.
Yes, and I want to mention that I think Laurel came up with the most awesome front cover, in my own opinion. She has 5 colors from the season's palette in a diagonal pattern. It's like having a sneak peek of each season's colors within the fan. And you can see the covers on our feature image for this episode. So they are very different visually on the front. I think they're very aesthetically pleasing, and hopefully that everyone else thinks the same way.
The top color of the fans are blues for winter, purples for springs, greens for summer, and golds for the autumns. The bottom color is a neutral from their palette, and the horizontal strip is, like Terry said, it's just a sneak peek of your colors. It was so much fun working with Terry. We agreed so much on everything. You know, I would send her multiple choices of something and have her pick out the one she liked best. We always agreed. I would put them in random order so she couldn't figure out that the third one was always that of my favorite. But it was really fun agreeing, and we were always on the same page. There are other things that one of us would say, hey, this needs changed. And you know what? It needed changed. And then we'd come up with solutions. There were also the days that I would call Terry and say, I need a long distance hug. These technical issues would drive me crazy. I'd be in panic mode. It would be something I like did like 20 times and it doesn't work today for some reason. And some days I just wanted to have that IT person, a real person, not my go-to of YouTube and Google to fix my problems.
Oh, that sounds like such a nice cooperation. So I have yet another question. You have chosen the name NDU Colors. And I'm over here in Norway wondering, what does the name NDU stand for?
Well, NDU stands for Natural Design United. I wanted to honor Terry and her business of Your Natural Design, as without her, this wouldn't have happened. And United is for uniting you and your colors to make the best you. NDU Colors, like in Into You, had a catchy jingle. So NDUcolors.com we became. Our mission, colors for the best you.
I was thinking about something that Joran said earlier about what, as a color analyst, you wish you had. A teaching tool that you wish you had. And I know Terry and Laurel well enough to know that you welcome feedback, and any project is a work in progress, and it never stops being a work in progress. And for anything that I've ever done or said or written, it's what people said to me about how they could use it and how they couldn't use it that was so much more meaningful than I think my own content, you know? And so if you're a color analyst listening to this, I'm sure Terry and Laurel would welcome your feedback, right? Would like to hear, listen, I wish I had this and I wish I had that. Right? Would you say?
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, because we all work differently, right?
Yes. And you can contact me. My email's in the show notes.
Yeah. And all the images of products will be at the store too. Links are all going to be in the show notes.
And also, we're going to have a wholesale account for analysts. We will ask you just some information about your business, who trained you, which system you used, and then your contact information. There will be a few short terms of use to agree to, and we are welcoming all analysts from everywhere to use these products. People are free to share the photographs. Actually, we encourage you to photograph our fans share them, take pictures, put your watermark on them so the photos are yours. And then I think that would be so helpful to those of us who are learning our new color season, to be able to search the internet and see someone's fan laying out on an outfit they purchased. You know, if you have color acuity, you like to shop, you have shops close to you, why not share that information and benefit those of us who have to go online and wonder what color that item really is? Because we all know the disappointment of ordering something, taking it out of the box, and it not being our color, and the hassle of returning it.
The never-ending story, huh? It does sound like you have lots of exciting plans for this new venture. And me, I look forward to starting to offer these fans as part of the color analysis consultations with me. And you'll be having the fans and the other products for sale on your online store site, right? And that will be open and functioning by the time we publish this episode.
Yay!
Yay! And the website, as we've said, is nducolors.com. And of course, like we've repeated ad nauseam, we will link to the website in the show notes, of course.
And I want our fans to be used and enjoyed. I also want analysts to have the opportunity to reconnect with clients. Any present, past clients or potential clients, their friends and family may purchase whatever they want from you, analyst. They can purchase the second band or gift one to someone or second season that they want to compare to. I think there will be a learning curve as to what to have in stock and what products sell in your area. And some analysts will not want to have that additional stock. We really want to accommodate both domestic and international analysts, and we're working on getting the easiest shipping options possible. We acknowledge that there's a need for global fans, and we want this to be easy for you and your clients.
Going back to your initial purpose in this mission, have you tried shopping with your own fans?
Yes. My daughter needed some business clothes for a presentation. She's a light summer. I'm a true summer. I really enjoyed shopping with the minis. A little sweep and it fans out so easily. It had great color accuracy. She enjoyed purchasing those business clothes, knowing that the colors harmonize with everything. And these items will be wardrobe builders for her. Also, one last thing is to mention that we are doing bundles, and our store will have that information. What we have created, it's called Your Colors Plus. This bundle has everything you need for your season in one package. It includes a fan, a mini poster, and two of those credit card color cards in your season. The plus part is that you will receive two mini posters of your neighboring seasons, and then like the harmonizing fan. We're going to have several different options of things that you can get. And just having these additional seasons allow you to properly discern the correct colors in your own season by being able to compare them.
So for example, if you are a true summer, you would receive both the light summer and the soft summer mini posters, because that's what's adjacent to you. And it helps you get a better feel for your own season and how it's different from the two adjacent seasons. And so having the additional seasons and harmonizing the fans will allow you to properly discern the colors and be able to compare them to make better choices.
So you have the fans in two sizes. And I have a question, and because I'm always seeking to simplify or playing the devil's advocate here. Do people really need both a big fan and a mini fan?
I think it's personal preference. The 7-inch, the larger fan, the regular fan, will have more color accuracy because you have a larger color viewing area. But it's more bulky and requires a bigger purse. Like my daughter, she wants the 5-inch fans because she has a little purse. So it's personal preference, and we just wanted to offer a choice. And we hope to hear back from people as to which they prefer.
So for the large versus the mini fans, some people match colors on their fan rather than harmonize to find colors that are in their season, but not necessarily on their fan. Having the larger fan with a larger color space can be helpful. A good share of my clientele is over 50, so they may prefer the larger ones by having a larger surface for readability purposes. Many clients may want the mini fan for its ease of use and take less space, like Laurel said. I plan to offer both sizes to my clients so they can choose which one they prefer.
You know, my daughter's 19. She thinks the fan could be smaller. So it depends on the client. We are just open to developing product and those special bundle combinations for what analysts and clients really want.
Our last question, this one's for me. Thinking about how people use the fans and what we get asked very often, this one's about neutral and professional colors. What about neutral colors? Have you got, I know you don't have separate fans, right? You are putting them all in one fan. So how did you determine those?
Right. Well, there's a good variety of neutrals and professional colors on our fans. Some of these colors were created from luxury drapes. Many of them are not on a color fan currently, but they belong in a season. Keeping in mind the temperature ranges within each season and the distinct flow from season to season. So I think that everyone will find there's plenty of colors to choose from and build a really great wardrobe, whether you are a professional or just an at-home mom or whatever you're doing. So I think there's plenty of choices for everyone to make.
Fantastic.
Super. So this brings us to the end of our show for today. Thank you so much to Laurel and Terry for being here. If our listeners have questions or suggestions, they can contact you in the comments on Chrysalis Color, or perhaps even better and more direct, get in touch with NDU Colors in the contact section of your website or the email that Laurel said she'll provide in the show notes. And I think it's incredibly likely that we will plan a special Q&A episode in the near future based on questions people come up with. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Well, yes, we welcome comments and suggestions from everyone and hope everyone will feel free to contact us however they want to choose to do so. Christine and Joran, I thank you so much for having us on the show. This was great to be here.
Yes, it was a pleasure to be here. So thanks for having us and letting us share our exciting news. Like Joran said, the best way to reach us is in the contact section of nducolors.com, or you can email me directly at info@nducolors.com.
And I believe the website in the show notes, it tells us when the website will be live. I think it's not quite ready yet. And I hope listeners will have questions. I hope color analysts will have questions and suggestions too, because, I mean, this is very much for color analysts who are, you know, the source to their clients and the people who share this with their communities. And I'm sure that I would have more questions of my own. I've so enjoyed the open concept in communication that you are embracing. Thank you for that. And like Joran said, we can invite you for another episode, which we would love to do once people have started using these amazing game-changing palettes.
Yes, yes, let's do that. So bye for now, and you'll hear from us again when the next episode of the Chrysalis Color Analysis podcast is ready.